Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hello, Jason. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
Cha-cha. All right, gents. Real quick, can I got to let y'all know, there's a teacher at my school that was talking mad junk about the men's room yesterday and the IP and the red. And so I had to stand up and stand tall for y'all and defend him against everybody, or defend the men's room against everybody yesterday. He was calling y'all poor man's radio, and that wasn't going to fly with me.
No, so thank you.
I got your back.
What you should have explained to him, it's beyond that, sir. It's free. It doesn't cost anything.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? I emailed him, man. The history teacher.
Yeah.
He's a military man. He understood. He was just like, all right, it got a little out of context. So we're good.
Scratch that. Hey, look, I'm a military man, too.
Don't
well,
worry
he was
about
asking
the
about the Fisher House. I was explaining. My father gave us the idea. He did a tour in 69. So we found an equal playing field.
Look, man, they used to call Aerosmith the poor man's Rolling Stones. And guess what? I still like him. It's all good. He might be right. Changes nothing that we do.
Again, it's free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You give it, you pay for
every day they make me listen to this crap.
Well, you can turn it, the dial, I do.
Yeah, it's like doom scrolling.
Like anything else. I'm watching TV and I go to commercial. I'd flip the channel and forget what I was watching.
But thank you for standing up for us.
That's right.
Oh,
I got kicked
back
out of the class and an F.
What do you teach?
Oh, I'm the in-school suspension supervisor.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. All right.
You know us real well.
Keep stalking smack. Yeah, history teacher.
Oh, man.
What do your other coworkers, though, did email us? I emailed them back. We're good.
Yeah, the guy was cool, man. Yeah. It's all good.
So when did the day go sideways?
Well, I'll tell you what, sir. I'll tell you what. So, like I said, I'm a military man myself, and I was stationed over in Germany, and I had just got there, and I met a young lady. She was real nice, and so we decided to go out on a date on Saturday night. Well, Friday night, we were out at the local establishments having some beers or whatnot, and my buddy looks over, and he said, "Isn't that the lady that you're going to go on the date with tomorrow night?" And I look over. I was like, "That is. She works at the red light district. I'm not going on that date."
You didn't go?
No, I didn't go. Why go and pay for dinner when I could just pay for what I need?
Yeah, you're right.
Well said, sir.
Well, what's cheaper? You know what? You actually nailed that.
I don't know. Maybe dessert was free and you just had to pay for dinner. Where dessert might have been cost more than dinner.
Yeah, but here's your thing. If I'm dating you, say the date, the dinner does not go well, then I get nothing. But I'm going to spend the exact same amount of money, and I get the thing that I went on the date for. Like, ladies, guys do not go on dates because we're that hungry.
Yeah.
We are definitely hoping to bed you. We find you attractive. We want to have sex with you. We hope the date goes well. Make no mistake. We want to eat good food. But if you said, you know what? I'm not hungry. What do you say we just have sex? We'd be like, hell yes! All the time, any date, doesn't matter. since men and women have existed, if you just said, I don't want dinner, I just want sex, the guy's not going to say, but my stomach's really grumbling.
You can learn a lot about somebody from how they eat. Are they going to clean that plate?
I want to worry about it later. How about, okay, we'll go out to dinner. Let's have sex first. Perfect date.
Boom.
Perfect freaking date, right? So I understand your point there, Jason. Yes. Why spend the extra money? I was going to spend this money with the hopes of having sex. If I just pay it to a prostitute, I will have sex.
Then you're going to take her out to dinner after.
You can do it later.
Yeah.
See? And then you can break out the gift certificate. It's not as embarrassing.
So it didn't happen, I guess.
No, it didn't happen. Had to let that one go there, sir. Had to let it go.
But what was your explanation to her?
You know, you work at the red light. I'm not taking you out on a date.
Okay. All right. Apparently, you're just being honest. Okay.
I respect that.
She understood. She understood.
I mean, that's tough, too. Like, I get some people can do it, right? Like, yeah. I don't know that I could date, like, a porn star or somebody.
Really?
I see.
I'm just saying it like that, but I'm new to it.
Right. I was like,
there was some chick
it depends on how much you really like them.
Well, there was some woman who says I think her husband just filed divorce from her, or she's filing divorce from her husband. Either way, the relationship is officially ending. Now, she is a porn star. He is aware of that and has known that. And I can't remember this woman's name. You might remember who she is. She was trying to have sex with, like,
500 people?
Something like that. But anyway, she had sex with
Bonnie Blue. I don't think she's married.
I don't think it's Bonnie Blue. This chick, if I remember right, has, like, dirty blonde hair. Whatever. But she was just saying, like, her husband found a video. Give him this is a porn video of her having sex with 20 dudes in one day. And somehow... But that's what broke the relationship. So she's been having sex with other guys.
Right, okay.
He knows she's a porn star, right? That's how she makes money. But the thing, the straw that broke the camel's back was the one video because it's 20 dudes. And at that point, like, that's when he said no more.
Yeah.
Well, everybody's got a limit.
I know. She found it.
9, I'm fine with.
Yeah, stop at 9.
What was the moment the date went sideways? 206-803-ROD.
He prefers Amtrak trains.
Amtrak.
Move on.
Okay. Hello. Oh, yes. Sorry. Took me a second. Hello, Zach. Welcome to the men's room.
Oh, what's up, gentlemen?
Oh, no. See? So what happened?
I was talking to this girl on Tinder. Really hitting it off. She's absolutely beautiful goth chick. That was totally my thing at the time. We're talking for about a week, and she's like, to the point where she's just randomly sending dudes and things like that, so I'm all in for it.
That's what it takes.
We schedule a date. I go to pick her up. I'm waiting outside of her house and let her know I'm there. I see what is definitely her roll herself out of the front door in a wheelchair. I was not that close to me while we were chatting with each other over Tinder. But I'm like, all right, well, she's still super hot. We had a great time talking to each other. Let's see where this goes. So I go out and greet her. It turns out it's more than just, like, not having function with her legs. She has, like, full-blown cerebral palsy.
Oh, wow.
So at that point, I'm just like, I have no effing idea what to do. So I just go along with it. I pick her up, put her in my passenger seat, put the wheelchair in my trunk, and we go on the date which we had planned, which was a walk, mind you. I don't know why she agreed to that. She can't even do that. So
where did you go on a date? What was the date?
It was just a walk and coffee. We were going to go get coffee and go on a walk. She can't walk, though. I don't know why she...
That's the date she agreed to. Okay.
And at the whole time, it's just...
Jesus!
Damn, man! Once again, colors, here are the 7 words
I totally
you can't
get it, though.
On the radio.
I totally get it.
Wow! Sucker, mother... and
look,
please keep those words in mind when calling.
Yo,
now
man,
back to the
you?
Program.
In the context, you are correct. You just can't say that.
Right.
That's all.
Yeah,
that's
we
all.
Get it.
All
right.
No, wait.
Yeah. You're reliving the moment.
I would have
we
the same
it.
Reaction, yes.
It's just a very awkward thing. I don't know how to address, like, hey, why did you not bring us up at any point? Because it's kind of an important thing to disclose, I feel.
Or at least don't agree to a walk.
I was going to say, once you said, hey, exactly. Like if you said we're going to go for a walk down by the beach or the sculpture garden, I feel like that's an opportune time to say, I just, so you know, I'm in a wheelchair.
Like if you said, do you want to go hang gliding? Like, no, because I can't do that.
What if she said, can we go for a stroll?
See, that would work. Like, if this was made known to me from the start, I think I might have been okay with it. But I felt very deceived.
That's fair.
Receiving this information from day one.
Well, yeah.
I understand your point. Now, but did you address this with her at any point during the date?
Not even once.
Really?
Not one word. It was very awkward. I didn't know how to bring it up. She never mentioned anything about it. I think we both knew that needed to be addressed, but neither of us brought it up.
Okay. I mean, you could have just said, look, man, I'm not being funny, but like when you agreed to go for a walk, if that's not something that you were capable of doing, that would be a good time to bring it up. So did you see her again?
No, absolutely not. Never even spoke to her after I picked her up out of my passenger seat and set her back in the wheelchair.
Okay. All right. That's different.
Which I felt bad about because she seemed like a very nice lady, but just the awkwardness around the situation, not being honest with me about what she had going on in there.
Do you think you'd have felt different if she had been upfront about this when you guys first started talking, based on the conversations you had, her nude photos, let's not forget those, and she comes rolling out, you'd had a completely different vibe if you knew in advance that this is the case? All right.
Okay. Did you guys get along?
We got along very well through talking and texting. The date was very awkward because, like I said, I think we both had that on our minds. Like, this really needed to be addressed beforehand.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
So the date was very awkward. We didn't. All of the conversations we had were not very productive or connected.
Okay, all right.
Do you ever look back and wish you had brought it up?
No. As much as I think she's a great lady, that's just not what I want.
Okay. Did you go to the coffee shop?
Yes, we did.
Okay. Did you go inside and get coffee?
No, it was drive-through coffee.
You could have parked in the handicap spot.
That's a good point.
You know?
One time.
That's something that never occurred to me.
What is wrong with
this? This is what I'm saying. Like, look, I mean, honest to God, we are going in. I am doing this.
I'm
going to
go ahead
and
do it.
I'm finally going to park in front of this Starbucks.
But
if this is where we are at, if this is the situation that I'm in, clearly you can use this. It is fine. I just get to park there.
I get both sides of that. I understand why she wouldn't want to bring it up, but at some point, you probably need to. And like I said, the moment someone says, would you like to go for a walk? That's when you say, yes. Yes, maybe bring this up at that point. That is your opening.
Okay, what if I said, why don't we just do a lap around Green Lake?
Well, then if I'm her, nothing. They're like,
I mean, I can do that. I kind of give a thrill saying, like, I mean, I would clearly go on a date with somebody in a wheelchair.
Yeah,
But his scenario, I feel like it should have been brought up.
Absolutely. Especially on the date. I mean, just the idea of what you're going to do for a date. Let's walk and get coffee. If I can't do 50% of what you brought up, like, I don't ask for a Jack and Coke. And they're like, oh, man, we're out of Jack. You want a Coke? No.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.